is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us online. You can actually create the content on the front page of the site. Submit what you want. Blog posts, YouTube video, news posts, your own personal write-up, whatever you want to do, you submit it over at freetalklive.com. It comes up on the page, the front page of the site. People can vote it up or down, depending on whether they like or dislike. You can go and get interactive and do it for free. You don't need to have some sort of paid account. You do need an account. They are free. You also need a Reddit account. So you actually need two accounts, and it's a simple process of linking the two together. The freetalklive.com account and the Reddit account. And then from then on, it's easy for you to vote right there on the front page and submit what you want. We go to the phones and to the fun. Coming up, multivitamins are in the news, and it's because apparently they might just be a scam. Let's go to Tom, though, first in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live listening online to LRN.fm.
Oh, yeah, this is a beaut here. It would be comical if it wasn't so tragic that the bureaucrats are actually serious. They have an official bureaucrat-approved diagnosis, a label. They call it Asperger's syndrome. And what it is like, imagine a pimp forcing a girl into a brothel and then wondering why she's not happy. And so he and the madam are going to give her a talking to about her antisocial behavior, and doesn't she understand that this is how it works? Well, they start out using all these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate the kid into attending the sessions of a government-run indoctrination center so that he can learn how lucky he is to live in a free country. And they throw him into a classroom full of obnoxious bullies who start out the first day interrogating him. Where are you from? Where did you used to go to school? What nationality are you? And when he says that's none of your business, they treat that like fighting words. It says here, they generally do not make friends easily and have difficulty interacting with others and are often awkward in social situations.
It says where, Tom? What are you reading?
WebMD.
Okay.
Now, it goes on to give another thing. A child with Asperger's syndrome may develop an intense, almost obsessive interest in a few areas such as sports schedules, weather, or maps. Imagine that. They're not interested in the curriculum selected for them by the bureaucrats at the government-run indoctrination center, and is the other one. They also tend to have problems understanding language in context and are very literal in their use of language. Imagine that the student rejects the lie that the founding fathers established a democracy because they really established a republic. He rejects the lie that the First Amendment gives you the right to freedom of religion when, in fact, rights are not gifts from the government. He rejects the lies that, they come up with that support the cause of the enemies of liberty. He's just being more assertive. And they call this a disorder because, truth is treason in the empire of lies.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there, Tom. I mean, it certainly seems like anybody who's not a doe-eyed, basically brainwashed, state-worshipping individual must have a disorder.
Oh, yeah, he thinks it's going to be better when he gets into the workforce. They ask him, who did you vote for? And when he tells them, they ham up this taunt where they squint and look puzzled and say, who? As if it's his fault that they're uninformed and his fault to be their political science teacher. And then, they wonder why he's not making all these friends, because they're good, obedient sheeple who vote the way their TV tells them to.
Tom, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453.
A lot of people don't think that mental disorders exist.
I think there's an argument for it.
And Tom was just saying that it's environment and it's other people and it's statism that makes people mentally disordered.
Well, I don't know if that's always true, but I do know that I believe that the people who the government schools consider to be, special, that I think that those individuals, given the proper environment, could be shown to flourish. There are examples of people who have been born with supposed disorders like, oh gosh, what's the, not Asperger's, I'm not thinking of Asperger's, but what was it, the Corky kid in the back, remember back in
Down syndrome?
Yeah, Down syndrome. There you go, all I had to say was Corky. And you knew. Down syndrome. You know, there was an example of a gentleman that had Down syndrome or has Down syndrome. He owns a successful restaurant. You know, I mean, these people can rise above the station that people believe that they're predisposed to be if they're given the right environment, I believe. And rather than trying to pigeonhole people into this one-size-fits-all government indoctrination system that we have, if we actually had a free market in education, then there could be very special places that people could go to receive the education that works best for them, or maybe just find out what is working best for them through trial and error. But right now, I just don't feel like the state system with its one-size-fits-all mentality is the right place for these folks.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think Tom brought up some great points. But I've heard people suggest that these disorders are something that we're just making up, and it sounded kind of like Tom was going down that road where somebody acts strangely because he's maladjusted to society or society is maladjusted to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're, some people are saying there's actual physical things going on or chemical imbalances or something, these people would say that's hogwash. And I certainly don't think that's true. I think there's plenty of people going around whose brains function in such a radically different way that it makes it very hard for them to deal with other people. And I think that that is a disorder. You know, some people are born with holes in their heart, and it's, and that's, that ain't right.
Is that, figurative?
No, that's, I mean, literally.
Really? People are born with holes in their heart. That sounds fairly uncomfortable.
It's, very, it's inconvenient to say the least.
I don't know if that would be considered a mental disorder, but,
no, it wouldn't be.
But I get where you're coming from. I mean, when somebody tells me that they have a, you know, certain issue, some sort of, whether it's anxiety or depression or you name it, I mean, I find it very hard to disbelieve that person. I do wonder if the sort of official treatments for those things are the best idea. I personally don't like the idea of getting on some kind of pill for the rest of my life. That seems very distasteful, but other people swear by it, and they believe that it helps them.
Well, I have what I consider to be a crippling lack of focus, and I am all for getting myself some of these prescription uppers that they're pumping the high schoolers and the elementary school kids up with these days, like the Adderall and the what was the really popular one? I can't remember.
But, I don't know. That one's pretty popular, the Adderall.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't talk too much about it. I'm not advocating that anyone use Adderall, but I wanted some. Because I would pop a pill, and it would change me a lot. And I could do things very easily that it was very difficult for me to do before. But I found that 2 days later, I took the pill again. I figured a day's rest was more than enough to recharge the chemicals, mm-hmm. you know, that get depleted when you take these pills. And I thought that a day in between would be enough. Because some of these kids are taking multiple pills a day.
Yeah.
They're prescribed them.
What'd you find out, though?
Well, it just, the effect the first time that I took the pill was I felt like Superman for about 8 hours, maybe 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
And then 2 days later, definitely an effect, and I thought an improvement, but it was different. It wasn't as intense as it was 2 days previously. And I feel like if I got myself a steady supply of these things,
it
could
more.
Be that it would just, I'd get diminishing returns over time.
Exactly. We'll come back with more. I also think, you know, I'm like concerned with the idea of overdiagnosis. So yeah, some of these problems might be real, but again, maybe these government schools are encouraging these diagnoses to dope up their students so they'll be more obedient. Because if you're bored in a classroom, you're more likely to act out.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We've got a lot of stuff there on the website. It's all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their websites. You can just go and grab, for instance, archives, years worth of the show available there for free. Click and download. They are yours. FreeTalkLive.com. I want to tell you about blockchain.info. You can go there and get an online Bitcoin wallet for free that is easily accessible on your Android or iPhone. If you've got the smartphone, they've got a great app, blockchain.info. They've got encryption that goes on in your browser, meaning that your wallet is not accessible by blockchain themselves, meaning the FBI and the NSA also don't have access to your money. And you can also use the blockchain wallet. They've got special tools that allow you to send bitcoins anonymously. So you can go and join what is coming up to 1 million other wallets on blockchain. They're around 750,000 wallets right now there, and they're shooting up. Maybe they're going to hit 1 million by the end of the year. Anyway, it's very exciting. A lot of people are on board over at blockchain.info. So let's continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want, whether you want to discuss the issue of diagnosing these so-called mental disorders and overdiagnosing them. You know, are they real for some people, but for others just a convenient diagnosis to get some kids on some dope to make them docile and pliable and obedient in the classroom, in the government classroom? I think that's certainly the case for a lot of people. Let's go, though, to the phones, and you can bring up what you want. Brian is listening in St. Louis online. Hey, Brian.
Brian, but hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Brian?
I'd like to talk about an experience I had actually with the TSA. I recently turned 21, and me and a couple of friends went to Vegas for a little bit of a celebration, fun time. No real problems. I came back and I was unpacking my stuff, and I noticed there was an X-Acto knife, a razor sharp knife in the bottom of my bag. Yeah. That, I had, I guess, forgot to unpack from an art class that I had. Mm. Now I went through a total of 4 commercial planes through 2 security checkpoints. No one said a thing about this. However, they told me that I couldn't carry on my toothpaste because it was on too large of a container.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that, and I thought it was a pretty hilarious experience of basically the incompetence of these people.
Yeah, you're not the first person who has had an experience like that. In a lot of cases, people have accidentally left knives and who knows what else in their bag. And this was a carry-on bag, or was it stowed?
Yes, it was a carry-on bag.
So they'll leave these things in carry-on bags and just be looked over. And we've seen there have been leaked reports from the TSA where they showed that their own team that tests their security checkpoints was able to get a dramatic amount of items through, something like 60 to 70%, sometimes as high as 90%, depending on the tests they were running. So, I mean, it's certainly not uncommon, and it happened to you. Luckily, they didn't catch you, because had they done so, it could have been a real bad time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a demonstration that the government types who will tell you that they're there for your protection, they exist to protect you and keep you safe, is a lie. They can't do it. They're unable to protect you from the various threats that are out in the world, and that's not why they do it. They're not in it for you. They're in it for themselves, to get themselves paid and to have some control over you. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you the nice things that they're there to protect you, but that's not what they're there for, and they can't.
Absolutely.
Brian, anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, just a quick note, and you know, this could be a whole other topic, but not being turned into that. But, you know, pretty much exactly what I was able to carry on the plane accidentally is apparently enough to take out 3 buildings with 2 planes. I mean, that's what they said, at least, right?
Right. So just imagine someone who was determined to carry something like that on board a plane. Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you. All you'd really have to do, if you had the manpower, and, you know, these supposed terrorist networks should have the manpower for this, mm-hmm. you would just send enough guys to enough planes, and some of them are going to get caught, others are going to get through, and then they just, whichever ones get through are the ones that carry out the plan.
Yep, the men at the border cannot stop the drugs from coming in.
That's so true.
And And a lot of them are profiting from the drug war, personally.
Yeah, and you pointed that out. Certainly there's money to be made in the black market from allowing drugs to come through. But I was talking more about weapons in regards to the TSA, but it's all the same story. I mean, these are bureaucrats. One, you can count on incompetence. Two, you can also count on being able to bribe some of them as well. Obviously, bribery probably comes into play more with Border Patrol than it does with TSA, but I suppose it could possibly happening with TSA. And there was actually a news story just recently. We didn't get a chance to get to it on Saturday night. But I don't know if you heard about it, but the feds have supposedly busted another one of these terrorists.
Right.
And he worked at the Wichita airport, apparently.
Yep, I remember hearing that story, and that moment came that always does these days, where they say that he drove a truck full of what he thought was explosives,
right.
And then you know that he was being managed by the Department of Homeland Security or some other such.
You don't even have to, like you said, you don't even have to read the story to know the story anymore. As soon as there's a headline about somebody charged in a suicide bomb plot, it's always the same story, that they were talked into it by some undercover federal agent or agents. They were given the supposed explosives by those agents. They were given the van with the explosives, you know, given everything they need to carry out this act of supposed violence. When in point of fact, had they never encountered the agent in the first place who basically put them up to the task, odds are good they never would have gone through with it because they wouldn't have had the resources or the drive or the inspiration to do it. And I've got the story here, actually, from the Kansas City Star. For months, authorities allege a 58-year-old avionics technician named Terry Lee Lowen, driven by radical ideas and prepared to die in a suicide attack, moved forward with a plot to detonate explosives at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport. The planned attack was designed to inflict the maximum number of deaths at an airport in the nation's midsection before Christmas, says a detailed criminal complaint filed on Friday. The plot got as far as a gate to the airport shortly before 6 a.m. on Friday when authorities arrested Lowen without incident. What he didn't know until his arrest is that all the people that he'd been conspiring with all along were FBI agents. According to the U.S. attorney on Friday, stressing the public and passengers were never in danger. So, really, since nobody was in danger, there was no actual crime that was going to be committed, all this was a thought crime, ultimately. Now, they can make their argument that this guy's a bad guy and he intended to kill people, but there's no evidence that he would have intended to kill anybody had he not been talked into it. We can give you more details on the case. How did this go down? And also, it's particularly revealing that this individual worked for the airport. You know, with all their supposed security checks, here you have some radicalized individual who is ready to carry out violence working with a security clearance.
Touché.
So, more coming up here in a moment. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and yes, it's happened again. The feds have saved you. They've saved you from an evil terrorist who they armed and encouraged, as they always seem to do. Every time in the last, 11 years, last decade or plus so, since the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center, seems like every single incident where the feds have busted some supposed terrorist plotter, they've been the ones who put him up to it. We'll continue the story out of the Wichita airport here in a moment, where an airport worker was apparently plotting the demise of some innocent people. ProXPN, though, brings you the toll-free lines. You can call in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, if you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. They are a global virtual private network that means all of your online data is encrypted. Before it leaves your computer, before it gets to your internet service provider, it's encrypted, meaning that your ISP is no longer able to monitor you. They don't know where you're going. They don't know what you're searching for if you're using ProXPN. If you're not using ProXPN, then they probably have they've been keeping logs on you. In some cases, some ISPs keep logs for up to 5 years, which of course means that those records can be easily attained by anybody with a court order. So maybe you're doing torrenting, for instance, online. Did you know that it's not hard at all to find out where everybody is who's downloading a torrent? The whole system's wide open. So if you want to protect yourself, use ProXPN. If you use their premium account, you can use torrents over ProXPN. You can use whatever internet service you want over ProXPN, and they protect you from the various prying eyes online that would like to know what you're doing, would like to log what you're doing, would like to make money off of knowing what you're doing, or would like to put you in a jail cell for what you're doing. So go and learn more over at proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their app for Windows, Mac, there's iOS and Android, and plus you can get it to work on Linux. Setup's a little different for Linux, but it's not very complicated at all. So proxpn.com/FTL, use our discount code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account. They don't log what you do on ProXPN. So that's an important difference between ProXPN and some other providers. ProXPN is, by the way, accepting Bitcoin. So you can save even more if you use Bitcoin. You can save 33% off the cost of their annual plan. Now, if you use the FTL discount code, that works on the monthly, the 6-month, and the yearly package. You get that 20% off of whatever you choose. The Bitcoin's only available on the yearly package, so you get that 33% off if you use Bitcoin there. ProXPN.com/FTL, and you've got nothing to risk because there's a 7-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you're not satisfied with ProXPN, you can get your money back. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code is FTL20. Get the security and privacy that is your right to have.
And with ProXPN, you can get through filters on Wi-Fi places, right?
As I understand it, yes, you can.
I know
you can get through filters in China if you want.
Excellent. Sometimes you'll go to a business and they will very graciously offer all of their customers use of their Wi-Fi, but they're real antsy about what sites you're going to look at. And you can be trying to do the most innocent of research, but you can't because I don't know why your website was blocked. But with ProXPN, your problems, your troubles are over.
ProXPN.com/FTL. Terry Lee Lowen is his name. He's a 58-year-old avionics technician. Now, you don't get to be an avionics technician, I would expect, without having gone through some kind of security clearance, right? I mean, the feds would like you to believe that they have these airports secure. They're locked down. They're taken care of. We've got good people working here. Well, wait a minute. Now you've got a guy plotting to blow some stuff up and kill innocent people. Now, of course, it's important to point out he wasn't planning to do this until the FBI came along and essentially, ginned him up into it. He's facing 3 federal charges filed in Wichita, 1 count of trying to use a weapon of mass destruction, 1 count of attempting to damage property, and 1 count of attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization that Lowen thought was Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula based in Yemen. On the afternoon of the day that he had allegedly arranged for himself to die, he appeared instead in U.S. District Court in Wichita to hear himself accused of terrorism charges. Now, they mentioned earlier that this guy went without incident. What kind of dedicated terrorist goes down without incident? I mean, if we're supposed to believe that this guy is some radical extremist who was going to kill innocent people, I guess that's supposedly what he was going to do. But when the feds came down on him, why didn't he have some sort of backup weapon? Why didn't he, go after them? Why didn't he try to trigger the bomb right then?
We can only speculate.
Well, maybe he did. They did say the bomb was fake, and presumably he wouldn't be able to get a weapon through the security checkpoint. But nonetheless, I'm skeptical that this guy would have done anything had it not been for the feds. On the afternoon, again, he's being charged with terrorism. When Magistrate Karen Humphreys asked Lowen, "Do you understand your rights?" he replied, "Yes, ma'am," in a steady voice. He worked as an avionics technician at the airport. The company said that they had worked for suspended his employment after learning of the arrest. He is alleged to have spent months developing a plan to use his access card to airport grounds to drive a van loaded with explosives to the terminal. So it sounds like he did have a card, and maybe he wasn't being searched. Authorities said he planned to pull the trigger on the explosives himself and to die in the explosion. Grissom and Special Agent in Charge Mike Cast stressed there was no indication Lowen was working with or involved with any religious community in Wichita, and his alleged actions in no way should reflect on any religious group. They went on to speak with the Islamic Society of Wichita, saying, and they said they didn't know who he was and they've never seen him there. They checked around the city with various mosques, and none of them knew of this gentleman. Let's see, going on here, officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI did announce the arrest at a press conference. They said that he had attempted to enter the airport tarmac and deliver a vehicle loaded with what he believed to be high explosives and was taken into custody when he tried to open a security access gate. They claim there was no breach of the airport's security, although I would argue that the entire time there was a breach of security by the fact that they continued to employ this gentleman who was a clear, supposedly a threat.
Yeah.
He'd been under investigation since early summer of 2013 by the Wichita Joint Terrorism Task Force. He didn't realize that he was having an online conversation with an FBI employee in which he expressed a desire to engage in violent jihad on behalf of Al-Qaeda. Over a period of months, Lowen took a series of steps to act on the plot as part of the jihad or holy war. According to the affidavit, Lowen studied the layout of the airport and took photographs of access points, researched flight schedules, assisted in acquiring components for the car bomb, talked about his commitment to trigger the device and to martyr himself. The 21-page criminal complaint details the development of the alleged plot and extensively quotes Lowen's communication with the FBI employees. There's an August 5th communication in which he told an employee, quote, "As time goes on, I care less and less about what other people think of me or my views on Islam. I have been studying subjects like jihad, martyrdom operations, and Sharia law." He was also quoted as saying, "I believe the Muslim who is labeled a radical fundamentalist is closer to Allah than the ones labeled moderates. Just my opinion. If I'm off base, please set me straight." 3 days later, after FBI employee offered to introduce him to someone who could help him wage violence, the complaint says that Lowen wrote, quote, "Brothers like Osama bin Laden are a great inspiration to me, but I must be willing to give up everything like they did to truly feel like an obedient slave of Allah." He goes on in another message on August 21st to say, "I have numerous ideas of ways I could perform jihad," and said he had been sending money to the Revolution Muslim website. Talked to the FBI employee on August 26 about giving a tour of the airport, according to the complaint. About a day later, he said allegedly that, "I guess I look at myself as the access guy at this point. Just need more details. Are we talking explosives? Because I know nothing about that. It's all very surreal at this point. Exciting, yet scary." Now, I find myself wondering here, Johnny Ray, and obviously I haven't read the full 21-page criminal complaint. I'm just going on this news summary. But I'm very interested to know how he was approached in the first place. How did they identify him as a potential someone to carry out this action, someone to target for these purposes? What was it that he did to get on their radar in the first place? Did he go into the Muslim bombers chat room?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I was listening to you read the story, and that's what I was listening for. What was his motivation? How did they find him? And I'm thinking, just like you said, I think they found him on the internet.
We're going to find out more here in moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up rules, but not all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good, so get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Do these stories about these supposed bombers that the federal government busts, was it like every year they bust somebody to try to make it look like they're actually doing something to keep you safe, does it make you feel like you're safer? Because the feds are out there basically trying to talk people into bombing people?
It just makes me feel like I'm poorer.
Well, right, because you're the one paying for it all. Call in here toll-free and tell us how you feel about whatever's on your mind. This or any issue goes here at 855-450-FREE, the ProXPN toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Now, 60% of home equity lines of credit were open between 2004 and 2006. Since these lines of credit are interest only for the first 10 years, that means that starting in 2014, next month, many people's lives are going to change dramatically, likely for the worse. There is good news, however. The Mortgage Minute Guy can help you roll your credit line into a new first with a lower rate. Rates are great right now and are likely to go up in the future. Call MortgageMinuteGuy.com now at 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We're reading an unsurprising story here. The fact is, the FBI has once again stopped a bomb plot that they created in the first place by talking to some rube who was easily manipulated by the federal agents and, you know, basically excited into the idea of committing a terrorist act. Now, certainly, I'm not making excuses for what this guy was willing to do. He apparently was willing to bomb innocent people, but it wasn't an immediate thing. They spent several months working on this plot. This guy probably never would have done anything had it not been for the encouragement, not only just the encouragement, but the provisions provided to him, the items given to him by the federal agents in this case. The average person doesn't know how to go out and build a bomb. They have no idea. Now, if you wanted to, sure. You could go and put some effort into looking online and learning about how to build bombs. And sure, you could spend all of your free time learning to, you know, practicing at building bombs. It might bring some attention to you if you're setting off bombs regularly in your backyard. That's probably going to not work out too well for you in most areas. But if you've got enough rural land, for instance, you could probably get away with it. So, sure, you could spend your hobby time learning how to become a proficient bomb maker. Is there like a fancy term for bomb-making person? Explosives technician?
Saboteur.
Perhaps. There you go. Potential saboteur. So, yeah, you could spend a lot of time doing that, and then maybe you could perfect the craft enough to where you would be able to build a bomb that would be capable of taking out a fair amount of people at an airline, inside an airline, or on the tarmac, or, you know, at a checkpoint, or wherever it is you're going to explode it. But the average person doesn't have this knowledge, and this guy didn't have that knowledge. He didn't build a bomb in this case. He was provided with what he was believing to be a bomb. FBI agents were holding his hand the entire way. The story's from KansasCity.com. He told them he could escort someone onto the tarmac, leads two airliners and the control tower. He could gain access to bring a vehicle onto the tarmac, he said. He relayed photos in September of what looked like fighter jet trainers outside his hangar, planes that apparently stopped for fuel. He talked of many Apaches staying overnight. The complaint said that, quote, it would have been possible today for me to have walked over there, shot both pilots, I don't know whether they're armed or not, slapped some C4 on both fuel trucks and set them off before anyone even called the TSA. Talks real cheap, however, so what I think I can do and what I actually can do are probably two different things. The complaint also, but that's interesting, right? Like, he's revealing that he, as someone who works at the airport, had he wanted to, could have done those things. Apparently, he had a gate card that would allow him to swipe in and get into the airport, which would sound to me like if he wanted to bring a gun into the airport, he could have done so.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a nutcase, but a sort of a rational, coherent, but evil man.
Well, Johnny Ray, you know, I'm sure some people would disagree with you. I might even disagree with you on that point. I mean, to someone who's going, to someone willing to commit murder, I think you got to be pretty much nuts.
Okay.
You can be rational about murder in that it can be plotted out very intricately and all that, but I think it's crazy to want to take the life of another human being who really isn't that different from you.
Yet maybe functional, a little bit a better word.
So the complaint also gave this account. By early October, FBI employee was telling Lowen that he had just come back from overseas and that brothers were excited about his airport access. When Lowen was asked if he could scout out targets and security and be willing to plant a device, he allegedly said, quote, I still need time to think about it, but I can't imagine anything short of arrest stopping me. Said, I'm sorry, I can't say I trust you 100%. My greatest fear is not being able to complete an operation because I was set up. I hate this government so much for what they've done to our brothers and sisters that to spend the rest of my life in prison without having taken a good slice out of the serpent's head is unacceptable to me.
Mm.
But then again, he did say he still needs time to think about it. Lowen also allegedly told the person posing as a conspirator that he wouldn't have a vehicle to access, that he wouldn't have vehicle access to a ramp until after the first of the year, so driving on airport property with a van full of C4s out of the question. After the first of the year, we could drive a city bus out there. Lowen was told he could back out at any time, and Lowen responded in part by saying, I can't see myself doing anything that involves killing children, unless I know everything is being done to minimize that. He sent away numbers of photographs, including airport access badge, tarmac gates, and gate devices. Lowen told the FBI employee that he was prepared to go forward on October 11th. Count me in for the duration, he said, and he would use a vehicle with a company logo. On October 18th, he was talking of bringing a weapon, if advisable, to begin shooting if law enforcement arrived. In 2009, Lowen had a concealed carry violation at the airport, according to Wichita Police. Things moved forward. According to the timeline, on October 25th, he met with a second FBI employee posing as a brother with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. During the meeting with the second employee, Lowen repeated his desire to help with a mission to blow up a plane with numerous people on board. During a second meeting in November, he allegedly indicated he was willing to die and become a martyr in the attack. planning involved talk of moving an explosive-laden vehicle to the terminal near a number of passenger planes. He suggested that another individual could come into the terminal with a suicide vest and detonate that to coincide with the explosives outside. The second FBI employee and Lowen discussed executing this plan just prior to Christmas, which would cause the greatest impact physically and economically.
Ian, as I hear this story, I think about terrorism. And violent Islamic extremism, I think, would only have ever been a curiosity for people here in the U.S. It would have been news stories that we heard about Shias attacking Sunnis in some other part of the world. But the United States government is hip deep in everything going on with the oil business and politics in the Middle East, where the U.S. is over there. They're picking winners. They're propping up dictatorial regimes. So it comes home. It comes to the U.S. We never would have 9/11 happened because Osama bin Laden wanted the U.S. out of Saudi Arabia. And this man never would have tried to do what he did. He would have lived an unremarkable life, and maybe would have had problems with other people. He would have festered in his disappointment with the rest of the world, but he wouldn't have blown up a plane. He wouldn't have taken heart from news stories of terrorists across the world.
Had it not been for U.S. interventionism.
Yeah, and the U.S. also takes... It's important for them to create boogeymen for us. So,
well, they want you to think they're doing you a favor, that they're out there keeping you safe.
Yeah, and they want you to think there are dragons out there that you can't contend with on your own.
You know, the only real example they have of any kind of terrorism happening in the last decade is the Boston bombing.
Yep.
And I'm sorry.
And that story is so, so weird.
Yeah, that's true. Look, if there were a threat of terrorism,
I will go on the record as saying that I think that the U.S. government agencies were involved,
meaning that the bombers were either Nazis or what?
Yeah, or it was something like this that went wrong, or that they. I hate to say it. It's hard for me to say it on the airwaves, but I wouldn't be surprised if they deliberately killed Americans.
That's an interesting speculation. And what if it was a setup deal where something went wrong? And then, of course, the feds would admit to being involved, right?
Right.
So there's, you know, a little bit more to the story here, but you get the drift. I mean, they talked this guy into this. 855, 450 free. They gave him all the tools that he needed. We'll change gears here in a moment. We'll go to the multivitamin story. And you can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line. Hour 3 is next. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. www.drwallach.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.